السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. The message of today is nothing new, but I want you to add these verses inshallah. Look at it, read it carefully from chapter Yasin and chapter Taha. It's very simple. One message from Allah, one message from a man. Look, what is the message from Allah to us? And what a message from a man. Later on, Allah loved him so much, he destroys the whole village for him. The man from Al Yasin. Niyyah. We talk about it, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Niyyah. Niyyah is power. Your power in your niyyah. Your weakness in your niyyah. When our ikhlas is really belong to Allah, we really have ikhlas to Allah, we really Abdullah, my niyyah, which is reflect in my action, in my thought, in my love, in my emotion, in my like and dislike, it will be governed by my niyyah. And if my niyyah has purity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will put barakah in it for me, regardless of what's going on. I have too many questions from many people. Husband complaining about wife, wife complaining about husband, parents complaining about kids, we complaining about the condition. And all of us need La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimeen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, niyyah. Check your niyyah. Check your niyyah very, very well. If you want to live happy, with strength, with ability, niyyah. I sent you a message yesterday. Some people in a weekend, they have no time. The holy weekend. The holy weekend becoming now to the point we cannot communicate. We cannot engage, we cannot reflect, we cannot send reflection. Or I am busy in my life, or I have no time now. Imagine, is the angel of death will not come in the weekend? And the angel of death will not coming when you're busy? Is the angel of death will not coming all of a sudden? Today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, from last night until now, I received only three reflections and some question. Imagine, I know for a fact, at least 200-300 and more people might be receiving my message. Some will listen to it when they are driving, when they are cooking, when they are talking. Some will look at it and they said, tomorrow, I will see it tomorrow. Some will not even forget about it and be get busy. What it mean? This message is not for me. If Allah allow you to receive a message, is a message coming from Allah to you, is a chance. Is a chance. And imagine we're not engaged, we're not reflecting, we're not sharing. Okay, if you're not sharing, how you know your message is comprehended correctly? What is my intention of encouraging you to share your reflection? Because maybe Allah give you a depth of understanding or a feeling or anything can benefit somebody else. You never know. We're trying to help each other. What about when we do da'wah and we do not reflect over ourselves and my action and reaction? I have a man who came to me and he asked me. He told me, I make dua for my wife all the time. I said, why? He said, every time she made a mistake, or she talked to me in a bad manner, or she doesn't listen to me, she will not hold tight until she asks me for forgiveness. I have a man who always asks his wife and the surrounding to forgive him. And we're supposed to ask Allah for forgiveness. When you looked at the message yesterday, when messenger and prophet in the battlefield, what do you do? رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. What is the first thing? They ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive our sins. وَإِسْرَفَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا. And the disability and mistakes we commit, oh Allah, we're not worshipping you enough. We're not remembering you enough. We're not dignifying you in our heart enough. Forgive us, Ya Allah. And after that, you make dua to Allah, strengthen you in your path. Today I see, again we're still stuck. Worry about the future, cry over the past, worry about a job, about a relationship, about kids, even the condition of the ummah. Don't worry about it. Allah promised His light will be spread. It's up to me to be a part of that. By this way, my message to you and for me and to all of us, seek forgiveness. Humble yourself. Go to the basic. Check your niyyah. Check your ikhlas. Ask yourself why. And when you deal, if you are a wife, is this the way I behave with my husband? Is this the manner of a Muslim wife? Dictate and demanding and get upset if I don't get what I want. And this is my manner as a husband. I'm rude and I'm not just to my wife. The whole journey, the whole, all our mistakes, go back to the niyyah, go back to ikhlas. Go back to Iman. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to reflect over our mistakes, our sins, our fault, not other faults. Please, I beg you for Allah. Even if Allah put you in a condition with people with fault, is a trial from Allah to you, to check you out, similar to disease, to pain, to weakness, to lack of money, lack of whatever, any condition we pass by for my wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to check my iman and how I'm going to behave according to them or according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people I'm dealing with, they're not my teacher. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my teacher. And the condition will never happen without the will of Allah to check me out, me, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to behave, how I'm going to reflect. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, don't take my messages lightly. Don't ignore it. Maybe one word, one sentence, one message. My benefit you dunya and akhirah, and might be the source of something so beautiful for you dunya and akhirah. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, let's be a little bit serious. Let's check our niyyah, clean our soil, clean our heart, filterize our heart, and nourish our heart with a journey of iman, with dhikrullah, with istighfar, with thanking Allah, or forgiveness other. It's a journey. It's a journey. Because we never know when I'm going to be dropped dead. It might be my moment now, 5 minutes from now. Angel of death will not wait until the weekend finished. Angel of death will not be wait until you finish your work. By this way, a journey of Iman making me also alert. Alert about what I say, the way I say it. Alert about my priority in life. Alert about what I have in my heart. Don't ever forget, humble and humility is the pillar of all the good deed. Arrogance and bad manner and disease of the heart is the pillar of disgrace, dunya and akhirah, soon or later. Even if Allah give you money, money, it doesn't mean nothing. Actually, money and dunya is a big trial. I see it in my life. Very few people pass. Very few people pass. Don't worry about the job. Don't worry about the success. Worry about the success of your heart. If you have a success in your heart, Allah give you success in everywhere else. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the ultimate success, to I die with my finger up and say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with me, and the earth witness to me, not against me, and people crying for me, not crying against me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah and nur and qabul in everything we say and we do. And if you want strength, power, happiness, tranquility, you name it, just remember Allah, trust in Allah, rely on Allah, focus about cleaning your heart, and don't look to the mistake of others. And please learn to be humble and always ask your sibling, even your kids, everybody, to forgive you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the humble ones. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. One sister sent me a question in the past, and she keep repeating the question. She said, can I explain what it means, the major musibah, the major fitna, the fitna of the deen? What it mean? And she said, give me example. You see, we have fitna in children. Children died. Children have an accident and they are so sick. Something happened. Illness, money, disability, finance. Lost whatever. Like what we see now in Syria and Iraq and all over, you lose everything, and you're going in the street all over. This is a fitna. This is a fitna. But what is the greatest fitna? When this, any condition, shake your iman, and now you're losing your iman and deen. You compromise for a husband, he's not good. You compromise for a family. You compromise for a job. You compromise for a status. You see in the ummah, when people get money and a status, what it do to them? They lose their deen. They lose their deen. By this way, we can lose the deen because a wife, because a husband, because I love my child so much. I worry about my future. I worry about my job. I worry about my kids. By this way, any particular topic in dunya make me minus from my deen. And once I minus from my deen, this is the greatest musibah. This is the greatest fitna. And the opposite, if any trial or a fitna allow you to get closer to Allah, humble yourself to Allah, beg Allah, wonder what happened. Your deen is going up. Now the fitna is becoming a ni'mah for you, a gift from Allah to you. And this is very rare. For example, find out how many people Allah opened for them the door of dunya and the money going up a little bit and the ease of life. Once they have ease of life, the deen is going down. The worship is going down. Zikrullah is going down. reading Quran going down, good deed going down, is a musibah. It's a musibah. Meaning now, I'm losing my deen, and I don't feel it. I don't feel it. And this is why I tell people, how many people asking for a great job, and they worry about the job, they worry about the success of the job, and they not worry about the success of the heart, they not worry about the success of their deen. If the niyyah is strong, and you have a good niyyah in everything, even the fitna will become a gift for you. But if the niyyah is corrupted, and whatever you have is not for sabilillah, it become a fitna. And now, ask yourself, how many people become a big merchant, and the more they make money, the more they spend? Show me one. How many people, when they get a good job, and their money increase, they do good more deed, and they humble themselves more? How many people, when Allah give them ability, or a beauty, or a status, or whatever, they humble themselves and use it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I hope you understand it. That's why I can keep going and going and going. The main thing is, whatever up and down from material life, from worldly life, is increasing your iman and deen or decreasing your iman and deen? Anything decreasing your iman and deen is a fitna. Anything elevating and help you to uplifting your iman and deen is a ni'mah. And we're supposed to be in a journey of stabilizing our journey of iman and our deen and hold tight to it. And we're willing to sacrifice anything for our deen. Today, if you listen to my message, we worry about he, we worry about she, but we're not worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a musibah. It's a musibah. By this way, if you ask me today, even our thought is so corrupted. Our heart is so corrupted. We're not pure at all. And even I said it before, to do a good deed or start something with good niyyah is not easy. Because this niyyah, shaitan can't corrupt it any moment. This why, if you go back to all my teaching, I said, in the beginning of any good deed or any deed, purify your niyyah. In the middle, remind yourself of the niyyah. Strengthen your niyyah. Make tawbah even if you slide and go back to your niyyah. And in the ending, do the same. You remember Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when all the companions, a lot of them sitting, and everyone wishes for a different good deed? And what he said? He said, give me a dark room. Nobody see me. And a tear dropped from my eyes over my cheek. It's bitter for me than all of this good deed. They ask you, why, Abdullah? He said, because if it happened in a dark room and nobody see me, I know this is with ikhlas. And if it's a drop of good deed accepted by with ikhlas to Allah, is enough to save me from Jahannam. Ikhlas, niyyah, purity, holding tight to your deen, allow anything to go but not your deen. Daughter come, husband come, this come, this go, but not your deen. Today, all our talk about dunya. Even when we worry, we want to go to Allah to achieve dunya. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I hope you understand my message, inshallah. If you still have a doubt, please let me know. And about another question, please, about the question of dua, don't worry about it. It's a beautiful dua, but the main dua, the most powerful dua, is not the wording. The sincere one coming from the depth of your heart with your belief. This is the most powerful dua. Today we look into a fancy dua. No, don't. What the big deal if you talk about fancy dua, but you don't feel it, you don't mean it. It's not coming from your heart. May Allah save us from ourselves, save us from our shayateen, save us from our disease of the heart, purify us, and give us pure niyyah, pure ikhlas, inshaAllah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take it easy with us. And oh Allah, if you are sending a fitna to the earth, take my soul. Take my soul and don't make me a cause of fitna, spreading fitna, developing fitna. Be a part of fitna and take me from you, for you, pure, without no fitna, ya Allah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.